B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 1 o'clock. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We're a Beasley Media Group station, and we are playing the Super Bowl playback. Great job out of Tunis putting this together, reliving the greatest moment in all of our history as Philadelphia sports fans. So here we go. Second half begins. Let's go back to where you were in your homes, or in my case, in the AKA Hotel with my friends, my cousin, whose birthday today. Happy birthday, Joey. It's a big, we drank our tequila after the game and celebrated. So we go into halftime. Eagles up 22-12. The big thing in the Eagles for the first half was how well they shut down Gronk, if you remember. Well, that wasn't the case in the second half. Here you go.
Brady stepping up, avoids the pressure, throws, and this time it is caught by Gronkowski. He gets free. First down, Graham with the tackle, 25 yards. Take the inside handoff. Brady throws, and that's Gronkowski, so back-to-back to him. After that one catch in the first half, he's caught two in a row. Graham makes the tackle, and that's good for 24.
If at first you don't succeed, it's the exact same play. Exact same play. And if you think they're going to call Gronkowski on that little nudge, forget about it.
They've got Gronkowski split wide to the left on third and six. Brady firing in that direction, hits him, and Gronk gets it inside the 10, takes Graham with him, sets up a first down and goal.
Yeah, and Brady saw the pressure that time and knew he was going to get the one-on-one coverage on the outside and took advantage. That was one of the few pressures we've seen so far out of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Four-man rush, and then it's caught. Gronkowski for the touchdown. So he goes from a silent night to a big drive here and gets in for the score.
Now they're starting to get the combination going. He's going to fake outside, come back inside. Darby's going to slip just a bit, but now the combination. You go back to that game against the Pittsburgh Steelers when everything was on the line, and what did Tom Brady do? He just went after Gronkowski almost every single throw.
Yeah, we're worried now, right? This is when worry starts to creep in. Well, the stars were aligned for the birds during this run. They stayed aligned that night when Nick Foles finds Corey Clement in the back of the end zone. Another dime by BDN.
Third down and six. Does a good job. The pass into the end zone, and it is Corey Clement. Yes, touchdown. Two officials check with each other, back of the end zone, 22 yards on what was a third down and six.
Straight down the field, that's Marquise Flowers, a 4-5 sprinter out there on him. And how many times, Al, do we come into the Super Bowl and we say, who is it? Who's the unknown?
Take a look here. Starts to lose control, and then that left foot is clearly out of bounds. But did he get the left foot down first with control? Takes it through the ground. Ball begins to wobble a bit.
The previous play will be reviewed.
You say definitively this last step, that's out.
It's out, definitely. Under review.
After review, the ruling on the field stands.
Yeah! I'm stunned.
Yep.
What are you talking about? It was clearly a touchdown. He's still can't stand him.
Oh. Shut up.
It was a touchdown.
I'm stunned.
It's not even close. What are you watching? Just because you bet the Patriots, Chris.
I'm stunned.
Yeah,
Now both offenses are cooking. Patriots start the first half with a touchdown. Eagles come back with a touchdown. And now Tom Brady back with the ball. He's looking, and he's completing to Chris Hogan.
Play fake on first down. To the end zone. Caught. Touchdown. Hogan. Chris Hogan from 26 gets position on McLeod to turn it back into a one-possession game.
This is just unbelievable offensive football. You're going to see Hogan is going to work to the outside and then back in. What a patient route this is. This is a veteran player understanding he has time. He understands that Tom Brady is going to sit there, look off the free safety, get him back in the middle of the field. And this is turning into fast break basketball out here.
All right, Chris.
Notice how happy he sounded then. Didn't he sound happy?
Oh, what an amazing play, Tommy.
This is fast break basketball, football.
Touchdown makes it a 3-point game. It's 29-26. Oh, my God, I'm getting heart palpitations. Eagles end up getting a 3 on their next drive. Jake nailed it. But where's more Gronk? Oh, to start the fourth quarter, listen.
5:67 for the Patriots. And Brady lost one for Gronkowski. Reaching for it. Touchdown. They look unstoppable right now. And New England has its first lead of the game. Gronkowski beats Darby for the touchdown.
One more time, Al. Amendola goes across the formation. And what does that do? That signals man coverage. And you know you have Gronkowski with a tight split, being able to go to the fade route in the corner of the end zone against a much smaller cornerback and Ronald Darby. It's a chess game.
I hate them. Right. So all hearts are sinking. The Eagles had the lead. We were up by 10 at halftime, but it's a fourth quarter, and New England leads 33-32. Right? Like, there's no way in the world we're gonna win. We're gonna be crushed again, and I want to stick my head in a bucket of ice. Eagles 4th and 1. And Doug goes for it. Listen.
For the moment, they're going to leave the offense on the field. Do you dare?
Have to.
Well, Doug Peterson, you got 5:48 ticking down. The ball is at the 45. It's 4th and 1. The play clock is down to 4. And they go for it. And Foles, under pressure, throws, caught just enough for the first down. Zach Ertz, forward progress, nets him the first with 5.5 to go.
Nice pick play inside. Those big tight ends working together on that one. Two tight ends on the left, and Ertz coming around the other way. One of the most dependable pass catchers in the National Football League. Didn't drop a pass all season, and when they needed it most, he hangs on.
Oh, the drive continues. Oh, mercifully. And then who steps up big? But perhaps the worst receiver in Eagles history who actually played sufficient enough games. You got it. Nelly, the little lamb, comes up big right here.
Second down and 9. Foles flushed out. Throws, and that is caught. And staying in bounds is Aguilar. And that will move the chains. Covered by Chung. Good catch from the 43. Four-man rush. Foles fires. Caught over the middle to the 22 goes Nelson Aguilar. Another first down.
I just can't tell you how impressed I am with Nick Foles and what he's doing. He stared right down the barrel. There was another tiny little window to get that one in with plenty of coverage all around it. And yet Nick Foles just continues to play like he's been doing this his entire life, battling against the likes of Tom Brady.
Johnson Batamosi stays in. Harmon, safety now on first down. Aguilar chased out by Harmon.
The little lamb coming up big. Just over 2 minutes left in the game now. Eagles still down by 1, and this is it. I'm still so nervous. It's so stupid. But I'm nervous, Andrew. Artunas, aren't you nervous?
Terrified.
We're down one.
I'm taking Eagles money line.
3rd and 7 at the Patriots 11-yard line. You ready? Foles back to pass. Here he is.
3rd down and 7 from the 12.
Zach Ertz out wide, 1-on-1.
Clement flares out to the right. Caught over the middle and into the end zone. Zach Ertz for the touchdown. And again, all you can think back to now is the Jesse James play with Pittsburgh. Does he complete the process?
I don't know. That ball comes loose. He does catch it. But at what point is it loose on the ground?
Gets inside McCourty, who stumbles. Ball pops out.
I'm not even taking a guess.
No.
As he was rolling over, it looked like that's when the ball came out.
What are they going to do with this one?
I think they have to overturn it. If he were a runner and crosses the line and dives, it would have been a touchdown. But if he's still a receiver going to the ground in the process of the catch, I think this is incomplete.
Yep. If they rule that he was a runner, it's going to stand.
After review, the receiver possesses the football, becomes a runner, breaks the plane of the goal line. The ruling is confirmed. It is a touchdown.
Take that, creeps! Is he for real? Now, let me ask you a question. That was a touchdown.
Yes.
What were they missing? On both plays, there were touchdowns. It wasn't even close.
I still remember just yelling at my TV. Shut up!
God! Touchdown, Eagles, we got the lead! 38-33! Patriots still have over 2 minutes to go. Now, we know how the second half was. They were going up and down, up and down. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Are you ready? The play of the game right here. Take a listen.
2nd and 2. Uh-oh. Brady gets hit. The ball is out. And Philadelphia has it. Derek Barnett comes away with it. Brandon Graham was one of the guys who got in there. And it's New England's only turnover of the game. And it's the first sack of the game.
Just like the New York Giants back in the day, taking an outside pass rusher in Brandon Graham and putting him inside against the guard, Shaq Mason, pays huge dividends with the first sack fumble of the game. No question, that ball is out.
That stands absolutely no question.
Thank you, 97.5.
No, thank you, Brandon. Thank you, Brandon. You saved us, by the way. It's a touchdown if you don't get there. Or at least a 40-yard chunk play because there's a guy wide open. Brandon, oh, Brandon. Thank you, Brandon. Eagles have the football. They got to run out the clock, right? They still got 2 minutes, 2 timeouts left and a 2-minute warning, New England. So, you know, the Eagles get a Jake Elliott field goal. 41-33, that's your score. But we said the same thing. There's still a lot of time left for Brady and the offense. And this is what made us nervous. Take a listen.
This is it for New England. 4th and 10 from the 9. Brady fires, and that'll keep it going. Amendola up at the 20-yard line. But the clock keeps on ticking.
What a catch.
Yeah, tremendous. And Brady's got to get up there, clock it here. 26 seconds now, and still 78 yards away.
Whew. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Well, there's time for one last play, and you know the deal. Brady, Hail Mary. To the end zone, and all of us that have waited our whole lives, a collective hold our breath across the Delaware Valley and beyond.
Nobody anywhere close to as tall as Rob Gronkowski, I would jam him at the line of scrimmage. I would not let him run freely off this ball.
Brady under pressure. Escapes the sack. Launching one for the end zone. It's a jump ball and it's incomplete. And Gronk was there. And time runs out.
This is the end of the game.
And for the Philadelphia Eagles, the long drought is over. Finally.
Andrew!
Can we get a better call at the end, please?
Let's do it. Here's how it sounded with Kevin Harlan.
Brady, second down and 10 from his 49. Shotgun snap. Here comes the rush. He's hit. He spins away. He resets. He cocks his arm. He throws long in the end zone to our left. Jump ball. It's ricocheted around and incomplete in the end zone. Zeros on the clock. It's over. The Eagles have beaten the New England Patriots. 41-33 in Super Bowl 52. They have finally done it. The city of Philadelphia finally has a Super Bowl champion.
On the road to victory. E-A-T-L-E-S Eagles.
Oh my, that was outrageous.
Thank you, Kevin Harlan.
Thank you. That's right. Thank you, Kevin Harlan.
Al Michaels is like, oh, damn. The Eagles won.
Yeah, I just lost a ton of money.
Thanks, Al.
Hey.
This is my moment, Al.
Seriously. Al's Al, but Collinsworth was tough to stomach throughout that Super Bowl. He really was. And I'm not one. I let that stuff go. I don't believe in that stuff. They all break poor Joe Buck stones. Joe Buck is the best. Right? And with Collinsworth, come on. How many times? They sounded ho-hum. They had a bad game for the both of them. All right, we'll come back and talk to you guys next. The phone lines go open and our picks. And they've been on fire, right, Junis?
Yes. On fire.
You have a count, by the way?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'll give them to you.
All right. We'll give you our selections coming up. Sports is back. What better way to spend sports than driving to and from within a Jeep, right? Where are you ever going to watch it? You got to go see the uncles. The uncles are excited. They remember that day. That day they won. Finally, the uncles. I've talked to Uncle Greg and Uncle Paul. They were freaking out at the dealership over at Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in the Airport Auto Mall. They're the best. Go see them right now. Incredible deals. The summer clearance event going on. So you're looking to get behind the wheel of a new Jeep 4x4 or Ram truck. Now's the time to do it. 0% financing. You ready? 72 months. Even better. Make no payments for 90 days. Listen, you're always going to, anytime you go see the uncles, you get a safe, friendly, fast experience. Head on over to Philadelphia's original Jeep dealer. Shop these exclusive savings today. You'd rather shop online, not a problem. The virtual showroom's always open. Home delivery available like a pizza. You go to familyautos.com. They've been down at the Airport Auto Mall for three generations, just minutes from the bridges. Just remember, at Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you're always more than a customer. Indeed, your family. Again, inside the Philadelphia Airport Auto Mall, right down there. Shadow of the airport. Online, familyautos.com. See the uncles for details.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
1 o'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud and Philly strong and celebrating 50 years serving the people of Philadelphia. Visit injurylawyer.com.
Wow, how'd you feel with that, Andrew?
relieved that I got it all done.
It was pretty great, wasn't it?
Yeah. That was the longest playback in the history of playbacks.
Well, listen.
Well worth it.
Definitely well worth it.
A lot of good reaction on social media. The Goose checked in, say he had the chills.
Yeah, I did too, man. I really did. I had the chills throughout that thing. That thing was the thing. The takeaway is how incredible the game was, back and forth, and there was so much. It was so much to digest, right?
Oh, a ton. Well, yeah. I mean, that's why I was saying it was so long, because there's so many moments outside of just the touchdowns. You have not only the Cooks injury.
Yeah.
But the Cooks trying to leap Roddy McLeod, and Roddy McLeod makes the play. You had a missed extra point, a missed field goal in the same game. You had Ertz the 4th-and-1. You had Collinsworth rooting against the Eagles on every single play, it seemed like. I mean, there was a lot that happened. And all of that, all those moments, one interception, one fumble, and one punt.
Outrageous, right? I mean, completely outrageous. And think about the missed opportunities from the Patriots. I'm telling you, at some point, I want to. You know, when you seek the higher power, they're illustrate. You look. You want signs. That whole playoff run, Tyrone. You can't be an atheist and be an Eagles fan. You can't be. You have to understand that there is something, a higher power at play during that entire run. There were a million plays that could have went awry. Something was orchestrating it, man.
Stars aligned, man.
They did, in a major way. At some point, we got to go through every piece of it and put it together. It's almost like a project I want to do. Seeking the higher power. You could seek it through the Eagles run that year.
Oh, a ton. And then the stars were still aligned the following year with the double doink. And the doink shifted the star.
Yeah, but that one was outrageous.
The doink shifted the star and Alshon dropped it.
Oh, my God. Outrageous. All right, let's go to the phones. We got to do our picks coming up, all right? So let's get our picks. Let's get to the phones first, and then we'll do our picks, okay? Let's go to us. Oh, my God. This is how long we've been talking, me and this guy. You ready? Slingbox Sal. Slingbox used to be a genius thing where you could watch your home TV on the road, right? But now you don't need it, because now you got connectivity everywhere. Slingbox Sal. How are you?
You said during the quarantine, I heard you one time, I was called you. You go, you know, my grandmother used to call me Kiekyaron.
Yeah.
You and I got a lot in common, brother. I still, after 15 years of following you around, I'm still learning. Listen, Andrew, see, you don't understand the story about the sling box. See, I used to call Anthony, he's back with Glenn, right? And he goes, you know what? I don't know who was the producer at the time. Put Sal in the hopper for the sling box. Quarter 4 comes around, or whatever time it was, and it was done that, whatever show that was. I get a call. You go, Sal, you should tune in. Anthony's going to take the drawing for the sling box. I'm like, I don't even know what the hell that is, but I'll get on. So I get on, and Anthony pulls the hat. He's, Sal. And then from that point forward, I've been called Sling Box Sal. Now listen, you guys can do the playback anytime you want. That sent chills up my spine. I had to call you, Ant. I mean, how about that day, man?
Oh.
I mean, it. And you know what? It is an amazing game, so you can go back and just think about that game, and it just has so much to it. Thank God it wasn't 16-13. You know, I mean, what a game. But listen, guys, a couple things. Anthony knows this, too. I've been to the Phillies parade with him. I was at the Eagles parade. He knows what I want. I want the cup, man. I don't care what condition it's under. I am big time on this
game. Yeah, we got unfinished business. With Flyers and Sixers, man.
We do. We really do. But I'm going to give you 5 picks. Ready, Ant?
Yeah.
Andrew, ready? Andrew, it's like we call it the emotional stock picks. Anthony and I used to do this all the time. Buy, sell, or hold.
Yes.
Okay? It doesn't matter. They're emotional. You could just dump all your money in and buy it if you want. You can hold it if you're cautious. You can sell it if you don't like it. Right? I'm going to give you 5 players. Andrew, ready? Carter Hart.
Bye, star hold.
Bye.
Emotional stop.
Bye, 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 bye.
Bye, bye, bye. Shake. Nibble?
Tyrone's buying.
Tyrone's
buying. Tyrone's nibbling?
Yeah, Tyrone's nibbling. All right.
I'm nibbling.
I'll put a dollar down.
I guess I'll nibble. Wow. I'm not going deeply into it because I don't know that Shake is.
Tyrone's put his 401k down on Shake.
Okay.
Yeah, he's going big. Okay.
These aren't all, Andrew, Anthony knows how sophisticated I am. These aren't all slam dunks. Okay, you got to think a little bit. All right, ready? Here's all the right. Next one. Ready? Here's the next one. You ready? This one's a little bit of, this one's actually not hard for me. Couturier.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, that's an easy one.
Easy.
And I'm going to give you one last one for so many reasons. JoJo.
I'm buying. I think he dominates. I'm buying. I think he dominates the bubble. BMOB, big man on bubble.
Now, listen, I want to say one last thing to you. Okay, you referenced Goodfellas. You know, I used to end my calls all the time. Two things you learned today. What are they? Never rat on your friends and keep your big mouth shut. I love you guys. I'll talk to you later.
Love you, Slingbox Sal. That's awesome. Tyrone, you down? BMIB? Big man in bubble? Big man in bubble, baby. Edith in Chester. Edith, what's up, sweetheart?
Hey, Anthony, how you doing? How you doing? You could play them Eagles all day long. Oh, my God. I love it.
That's fantastic, isn't it?
Yes, I can listen to it every day. And you're play-by-play, and I just love you.
Thank you, Edith.
A record. I want that on record. I love you, Anthony.
I love you, too.
And let me tell you, they weren't ready for the gunslinger because Nick showed them. He shook them up. Game from us, calling back all that stupid them touchdowns and stuff. They tried to take the game from us. But guess what? The stars was aligned because that boy's a praying boy. And my prayers and everybody, all the Eagles fan prayers went up.
He was outrageous, falls in that game. My God, Nick, awesome. It was ridiculous. Yes.
Awesome. Awesome. And I'm so glad I'm alive to have witnessed that. I'm telling you, I'm so glad. And I just wanted to tell you that, you know, I've been with you all the years. I'm going to stay with you.
Oh, yeah, I love you, Edith. Thank you, my dear.
You're the man. And, you know, and anytime you talk about sports, I learn a little bit. Every time I hear you talk about the basketball and talk about the Flyers and talk about baseball, I'm learning a little bit more each time I hear you on the radio. So keep it up.
I love you. Thank you, sweetheart.
And I love you. And do your thing.
Sounds great, baby. Have a great weekend. And let's enjoy this thing. Thank you, Edith. Let's go to where we at. VT Ron. Ronnie boy.
Oh, my God. My man, Pots and Pans, Tunis. What a great playback today. Congratulations. That was awesome. My goodness, do I have the chills. Do I have a tear in my eye? I'm sitting in my TV room, and I'm looking at the copy of my Super Bowl ticket. I'm looking at the pictures of the four guys I went out to the Super Bowl with. I'm looking at a signed Darryl Dawkins helmet. I'm looking at a Super Bowl hat that I bought, and you just brought it back today. The greatest weekend in my life, Sans getting married, and I got to say that, and Sans, my daughter being born.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I was out there, Anthony, -7 degrees, 3:30 in the morning, walking back from town. Get into the house that we rented. We turned the replay back on. We didn't go to sleep that night. Oh, my God, I'm so excited right now, Anthony. I am so excited. At my age, I never thought I was going to see it. Never. Do you hear the excitement in my voice?
I do. And you know what's amazing to me is listening to you guys and the excitement. It's as though it just happened.
It was. I. You know, Anthony, I've been listening to you, and I said today when he did that playback, I said I got to call my boys.
I got to call my boys.
Look, I got to tell you something. I want to see it again. I want to live it again. I will go again. Wherever it is, I will go again. I want one more now. I'm spoiled. I want one more. I think everybody wants one more. That first one will never be replaced, but I want another one. And I got to tell you something. I am so glad that everything is coming back. Everything is coming back. I told Tunis saw my tweet last night.
my previous button is starting to get worn out again. My previous channel. You know, because last night went from basketball, went from, there was the Bruins were on, went to hockey, went to the Mets game, which was a great game. You know, so we got it all back, brother. We got it all back.
I know, it's great.
Isn't it? Everybody stays healthy.
I know, it's fabulous,
I'm
man.
I'm telling you. And I hope you guys are staying healthy up there. I'm staying healthy down here. And man, oh man. Now, are we going to have college sports? If we have college sports, oh my goodness, what are we going to do then? It's just going to be awesome. It's just going to be awesome.
Yeah, so you know what? They talked about the 10-game schedule. You saw that SEC start right. End of September. I right. Just think they're buying time, you know?
Well, same thing with the ACC went at 10+1, and I think they're buying time, too. The only good thing is, and for the ACC anyway, they brought Notre Dame back into the conference for this year, and they're eligible for a championship. But also, since they're part of the 10-game schedule, the ACC gets the TV money, so they get the TV revenue. Just a couple more things. Kevin Harlan is the best. The best. There is nobody that can do sports better than him. The one time that he actually did, when the guy ran onto the field, and he actually did a play-by-play, the guy running onto the field, I'll never forget it.
Nah, it was amazing. Yeah, he was fantastic.
And listen, go for the opening weekend. You got to go home and home parlay. Got to go home.
Home and home parlay. It pays 301. Flyers +110. Sixers -5.5. -110.
Just to make the weekend, you got to go home and home.
Hey, I love it.
You know what's in my head right now? The last thing, Coach Al going Eagles Super Bowl.
You got to be T.
The guy is drunk, but there he goes.
There was. Fantastic, man. How about the joy from everybody, Andrew?
Oh, of course. I mean, that was such a great moment. Reliving it. And not just seeing a play. Like we went through that entire game just now.
I know.
I'm glad people were feeling good about it.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
Yeah. I am too. Really, really terrific. Just does make you feel good, don't it?
Yeah, and I mean, we planned this out a long time ago that we were gonna end it with the Super Bowl run as sports returned. And obviously, baseball's taken a hit. Phillies took a hit. But it leads us into the weekend of Sixers and Flyers. And they're in a bubble. And you're feeling good about it. You're feeling good about the bubble. You believe that they're going to start and finish.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm glad this all worked out. We did so many different games, man.
I know, right?
We were doing 1970s Phillies.
Flyers.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah. Wild. Great stuff. All right, let's go to Luke in Brooklyn. Luke, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Luke.
Hey, what's up, man? I love your show, man.
Thanks, Luke. What's happening, brother?
And shout out Andrew Smalchunas, fellow Temple Owl. Always nice to see Temple Owls at your station, man.
Yeah, that's it, baby.
Yeah, well, so I was on hold trying to talk Phils with you, but I just want to say that, you know, the playbacks you guys have been great. I went to the Super Bowl. I won my ticket in a raffle. It was the greatest day of my life, and you know, just hearing those calls is—it's amazing. You know, I got my ticket right here on my desk, so you know.
Wow, are you serious? That's fantastic! Oh my god, that's great!
Yeah, man. But hey, I just wanted to pull some straws with you on the Phils, if I can. So, assuming that the Phillies they survive this COVID, you know, and we're able to play again, it looks like the Phils are going to play like 10 doubleheader games, something like that. Is that actually helping us because we're now going to have a closer path to Hector Neris and we can avoid the bullpen in those games, only having to maybe throw them in the fifth or sixth inning if our starters can hang in? Just trying to find some.
That actually would be you're right. That would be a benefit that this poison pen wouldn't have to go in. If you're playing a doubleheader like the doubleheaders like that. Yeah, you're right. That's a great point. I hate the doubleheaders, the seven innings. Like, I think it's bogus. But to your point, it helps them. It does. It really does. You're right.
Yeah, man. And that's all I got. I love the show.
Thank you, brother. Luke, be careful up there. We love you, buddy. Take it easy. All right, before we get back to the phones, and we will in a second, we got to do our picks. How were we? Another one, right? Good day.
You went 5-0 yesterday in your picks.
Wow.
You had the Reds. That game got postponed. But other than that, you went 5-0. I went 5-2. So far, since the return, you're killing me right now. You're 14-4. I am 10-7. So it's two positive records. So 14-4. Congrats.
Oh, that's cool, man. All right. I like it. I like it. Well, the NBA is back. And let's do it, man. Let's go. NBA returns. Let's start there, Andrew. You got any selections?
Yeah, hometown team, Orlando, 7-point favorites. I just, that Brooklyn team is just not good. They have so many players missing. So, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of guys that are going to try to make a statement for Brooklyn, but ultimately Orlando's the better team, even though they're not that great, but I'll take the 7 points for Orlando.
All right. I got Dallas, the Mavericks, -2 over the Rockets. I love the Mavs. I think the Mavs are the better team.
Is Russell Westbrook playing?
Yeah, he is.
I'm intrigued. Why are they 2-point dogs?
I like
them. I like the Mavericks, too.
I like the Mavs.
I'll go against you. I'm going to go Rockets with the +2.
All right. Well, we had another war last night, and you lost.
Yes, I did. Had to rub that one in my face, didn't you?
Yeah. You came at me, guns blazing.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it.
Well, I'm going to come back. Rockets, +2.
All right. I'm going to give you the Suns -7 over a depleted Wizards squad.
Yeah, that's a good call. Milwaukee, that line's short, 4.5 against the Celtics.
I know, I'm scared. It's leaning Boston for me.
I'm going Milwaukee.
Are you?
Yeah, in a route.
All right, good man, you got it. I'll take the Clippers tomorrow, -5.5, and I'll take the Sixers -5.5 tomorrow. That's my NBA plays.
Okay, and stick with that Sixers game I've been talking about during my reads. I'm going to go under the total, 213. You know, these offenses are starting out slow in the first quarter, at least not the Lakers game yesterday. But, I mean, the Sixers defense, A, and then Pacers missing Sabonis. Oladipo's still going to be hesitant to do some things because of his injury. So I'm going to go the under 213 points total in that game.
All right. I got a hockey game for you. I like the Penguins -165 over Montreal tomorrow night. And I like the Islanders -115 over the Panthers tomorrow. There's my high two hockey plays.
All right, I don't have a hockey play, but I got plenty of baseball for you. Atlanta Braves -132 versus the Mets. Rick Porcello got absolutely crushed his last start. They've been losing to the Red Sox, so Braves, easy one today.
You got the Braves?
Yes.
I'm going to take the Reds over the Tigers.
You've gone Reds every single... Whatever the Reds record is, well, that's your betting record with the Reds.
14-4. I know. And I'll give you one more. I'll give you the Astros over the Angels. No Trout. They're a -177.
Okay. I'll rattle off a couple quick ones. White Sox over the Royals. Indians over the Twins. Rangers over the Giants. Slight favorite.
Go against Gabe. I like it.
And I'm going to go with the dog here. And I think I'm just going to go for the hometown kid. Zach Gallen on the mound for the Arizona Diamondbacks against Dodgers.
Yeah, hometown boy.
+112 for the D-backs. I'm going to go with the D-backs there.
Yeah, I like it. All right. Let's go to Josh in Audubon. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Josh!
Yo, what's going on, guys?
What's up, brother?
Not much. Digging the playback. No matter how you're feeling, you know, that day, you put that on the YouTube or you listen to it on radio, it just brings a smile to your face. And you're like giggling like a little kid listening to it.
Yeah, man.
So, always enjoy that. And the thing is, like, I'm kind of with you. Like, I never really look into, or I don't even notice, like, the announcer. Like, you know what I mean? Like, but that game, you know, my roommate at the time on the ship was from South Africa. Doesn't know anything about football. And he's watching with me. And he's like, how come all they do is get giddy every time they talk about the Patriots, but not your team? And I'm like, yeah, you're right. Like, and that was, like, the only game where I really had an issue with those guys. But who cares? I mean, but that game had just enough drama for me, like, not to pass out. Like, if Brandon Graham doesn't force that fumble and we're only up 5 and we're watching the pass just go down the field, like imagine if that was just like the Falcons game.
Oh my God. If we're, could you imagine? Cause if he completes that, that's a big chunk play.
Mm-hmm.
And God forbid It would have been horrible. We would have been so nervous. Oh, my God, Josh. And if they lose like that and Brady sticks it up our gigi.
Again.
I swear, what would you have been? We would have been suicidal. We really would have been suicidal.
Can't do it.
I know. Good, Josh. Great stuff, brother. Appreciate it. Don't forget, Mikey Miss coming up next. Tyrone and Nat, the crew. Everybody, have a great weekend. Oh, man, it's going to be awesome. Enjoy the games. All right, think of us. We'll chit-chat on social media maybe, but listen, enjoy it, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll see you back on Monday. Be careful.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.